ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 5, Vidura's Talks with Maitreya, Part 4, Verses 39 through 51. The demigods pray to Krishna's lotus feet. The demigods said, O Lord, your lotus feet are like an umbrella for the surrendered souls, protecting them from all the miseries of material existence. All the sages under that shelter throw off all material miseries. We demigods, therefore, offer our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. O Father, O Lord, O Personality of Godhead, the living entities in the material world can never have any happiness because they are overwhelmed by the three kinds of miseries. Those miseries are known as adhi-atmaka, bodily or mental pains, adhi-bhautika, pains offered by living creatures, and adhi-daivaka, pains due to supernatural disturbances. And therefore, they take shelter of the shade of your lotus feet, which are full of knowledge, and we demigods also take shelter of them. Your lotus feet are by themselves the shelter of all places of pilgrimage. The great clear-minded sages, carried by the wings of the Vedas, always search after the nest of your lotus-like face. Some of them surrender to your lotus feet at every step by taking shelter of the best of rivers, the Ganges, which can deliver one from all sinful reactions. And simply by hearing about your lotus feet with eagerness and devotion, and also by meditating upon your lotus feet within one's heart, one at once becomes enlightened with knowledge, and on the strength of detachment, one becomes pacified. We demigods must therefore take shelter of the sanctuary of your lotus feet. O Lord, you assume incarnations for the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. And therefore, we demigods all take shelter of your lotus feet, because those lotus feet always award remembrance and courage to your devotees. O Lord, persons who are entangled by undesirable eagerness for the temporary body and kinsmen, and who are bound by thoughts of mine and I, are unable to see your lotus feet, although your lotus feet are situated within their own bodies. O Lord, let us demigods take shelter of your lotus feet. O great Supreme Lord, offensive persons whose internal vision has become too affected by external materialistic activities cannot see your lotus feet, but they are seen by your pure devotees, whose one and only aim is to transcendentally enjoy your activities. O Lord, persons who, because of their serious attitude, attain the stage of enlightened devotional service, achieve the complete meaning of renunciation and knowledge, and so they attain Vaikuntha Loka in the spiritual sky simply by drinking the nectar of your topics. Others who are pacified by means of transcendental self-realization, and who have conquered over the modes of nature by dint of strong power and knowledge, also enter into you. But for them, there is much pain. Whereas the devotee simply discharges devotional service and thus feels no such pain. Klesho adhikacharas tesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dhukham dehavad vir avapyate. O original person, we are therefore but yours only. Although we demigods are your creatures, we are born one after another under the influence of the three modes of nature. And for this reason, we are separated in action. And therefore, after the creation, we could not act concertedly for your transcendental pleasure. O unborn one, please enlighten us regarding the ways and means by which we demigods can offer you all enjoyable grains and commodities, so that both we and all other living entities in this world can maintain ourselves without disturbance and can easily accumulate the necessities of life, both for you and for ourselves. You are the original personal founder of all the demigods and the orders of different gradations. Yet, you are the oldest and you are the unchanged. O Lord, you have no source or superior. You have impregnated the external energy with the semen of the total living entities. Yet, you yourself are unborn. O Supreme Self, please give us, who are created in the beginning from the Mahat Tattva, total cosmic energy, your kind directions on how we demigods should act. So kindly award us your perfect knowledge and potency, so that we demigods can render you service in the different departments of subsequent creation. Recorded March 20, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna 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 Hey. Krishna 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 Hey. Krishna 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 Rakshamam. Krishna 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 Hatimam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahimam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahimam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Patimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he began reciting another of his own verses. Just by hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrapita niyamata smarane nakalaha etadrisi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham ihajani nanuraga. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I myself am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting.